Blog Talk Radio.
Phoenix Soul in this, hey. I am Rhymes on the track.
Covenant Cafe, hit you on a Sunday. Say it radio, flip it on Monday. Friday too, you can get it Tuesday or one day.
That's the hour radio.
Now the Tuesday spot, that's a given. Not your head radio, that's a Wednesday, how you living. See you moving side to side as you listen.
That's the hour radio.
Welcome to the nightlife on Thursday. Indie up, give it to you in the worst way. So Saturday, we gon' serve you like you Thursday.
That's the hour radio.
That's the hour radio.
Network.
You gon' hear the hour radio.
Network.
All the jams is riding on the radio.
Network. That's the hour radio.
That's the hour radio.
Network.
You gon' hear the hour radio.
Network.
All the jams is riding on the radio.
Network. Yeah, that's the hour radio.
Yes, yes.
Hello. This is Indie Up Radio, Candy K in the house. With my girl Joy in the building. Sorry for the delay,
hey,
y'all. Sorry for the couple minute delay. What's going on?
Hey, y'all.
Thank y'all.
What's
the Hour Network in the house. Yes, what's going on, girl?
It's cold up here in Oklahoma.
Is it?
Oh, my God. We finally got some sun.
Yesterday I was in little booty shorts, and today I'm in sweat.
Uh-uh.
Like, oh.
Okay.
Well, I'm going out tonight. Not tonight.
Okay.
How's your week been, Joy?
It's been good. It's been really, really good. Same thing. Productive. Staying busy.
Okay.
Work, of course, and family. Yeah. But for the most part, it's been good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't really complain. Happy Saturday. And happy I'm able to hear your voice, as usual.
That's right. Indie up. Now, I'm doing better. Let me tell you. Okay.
Okay.
Well, so I got to give you updates
play catch
on
up.
Oklahoma school.
We do need to play catch up.
Yes.
Yes.
We do.
Okay.
Okay, y'all. So,
yes.
So it's going to be a lituation tonight, all y'all. So just hang on, okay? We do have a special guest, Amanda Pollard. Wonderful, wonderful, talented R&B artist in the house tonight. So stay tuned. But let me get to this Oklahoma schooling. You know the walkout was 2 weeks, okay? So that was 2 weeks long. I work at a school or whatnot. So this whole time I've been going around like I am unemployed. You know, I've been
overseas.
I've been putting applications in. You hear me? Come to find out, I get one. Very good job. Very good company. I start on the 7th and making $5 more with 20 more hours a week, okay? So thank y'all for that little walkout because that gave me the juice to go get some better money.
Okay.
So I'm after that bad, baby. So now, but for the school little walkout, they actually, it makes me mad that they didn't come to an agreement.
Okay.
They're not paying our teachers. They're not paying them. But the teachers.
Are they still?
They're coming back.
Are they still on the little lockout?
The teachers is coming back.
They're coming back. Okay, gotcha.
They're coming back. Yes, this week they'll be back. So kids will be back in school, but it's, you know, that's frustrating to me that Oklahoma, that my state, just couldn't get with the shit, you know, because they deserve that money. So they're supposed to be going for it.
My whole thing is, Candy K, about it, and I don't mean to interrupt you. My whole thing about it is, at the end of the day, I feel like they should really, really just remember the kids. Like,
thank
you.
That's why the teachers went back.
Right. If these teachers are saying, you know, that we love our job, but in order to do that, we're going to need a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then on top of that, George, check this, though. On top of that, keep in mind, y'all, that here in Oklahoma, we don't get school supply lists for my kids. I don't do that. We don't go school supply
shopping. So the teachers are doing
that. The teachers do it.
The teachers.
You feel me? So,
that's what I'm saying.
So it's the fact that they don't have the money for their class. All that beautiful things that be in y'all kids' classrooms, okay? the teachers are paying for that. So rightfully so.
Right.
The schools need more money. The teachers need more money. And we got
here
the casinos, y'all. I do frequent those. I paid them enough. So
okay.
My thing is, where the hell is the money? You know? So
thank you. We
I
give,
am
we
glad
able to get
that,
money from somewhere. That y'all should be able to get money
you.
From somewhere. I just feel that.
The damn jails, y'all put money into the jails.
Right, but don't want to put it into education. Thank you.
You feel me?
Bottom line.
So, but I am glad that at least school will be back in. So I get to say goodbye to my kids. You know, it's two kids that definitely stand out to me. I hold them close to my heart. So I definitely have to give my information to their parents or something to be able to mentor them continuously because I do have a soft spot for my little baby. So
right.
At least, you know, I'll get a chance to go back to that job and let the kids know. You know, I don't even think I owe my boss an explanation, but the kids, definitely. They're my heart.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, it's looking on up and up for next month for me on that tip.
Well, that's good.
So,
I'm happy to hear that.
Yes.
Sometimes
yes,
you have
so.
To remove some things in order to give you something better. So I'm
most
happy to hear that. So an ugly situation came
it.
A good, okay?
Yes, because had it not been for that walkout, I would have just been still there making
right.
not that much. But just mm-hmm. because I have a love for the kids. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that opened doors for me that I'm excited about and can't
right.
wait to start. Yeah, so that's on that
well, that's
on
good.
That note. Now, yes. Now, y'all know y'all going to get a little update on Candy K's love journey, y'all. I know I keep y'all confused.
Okay.
But I'm going to definitely update you on that in my situation. I kind of stepped out last night. Excuse me?
Could not be.
Yeah, no. Hello? Seems that we had
I'm
a little technical issue.
I'm still no,
okay.
no, I'm still here, Candy K. Yeah, it was a technical issue on my end, y'all. I apologize. It was a technical
it's
issue
fine,
on my
it's
end.
Fine. Most definitely, it's quite all right. We are going to get into some music, though, guys, because I do know that Amanda Poehler will be calling in. Okay, and y'all know how Candy K get down. We ain't gonna say nothing just in case she listens, because y'all know what I'm gonna hit her with. So, y'all, let's get into the music. Indie Up Radio. On the Hour Network, let's go ahead and check out Choices by, well, Choices with No More. Let's get it.
Okay, Choices. Indie Up.
Sorry, it can't be no more. It's over, yes, indeed, for sure. Sorry, we can't. Shit, if anyone can have it, she like an open door. Who claims she can't love no more, cause she been hurt before. But shorty, when the love is pure, it will heal all damage to the heart, that's the only cure. So enough with the he say, she say, I'm tired of the same games that she play. I'm on to the money, getting it each way. Only thing worth giving to you all these days. No more relationships, they evanesce. Scattered minds lead to brokenness, and then time will fix what you left me with. A life lesson dealing with no more stress.
I really doubt that. Watching niggas get money up, no, you can't count that. I'ma leave you.
Sorry, it can't be no more. It's over, yes, indeed, for sure. Sorry, we can't be no more. Oh no, it can't be no more. No more, no more. It's over, yes, indeed, for sure. Sorry, we can't be no more.
Around you like you always said you will. Whoa, you the type to say you love me, switch up and claim me still. Never understand me, always knew what we could, not what we can be. I said, listen, why you couldn't stand me? Thought you found a new one, still you can't compare me. It still ain't shit, I don't care about who you with. I got a click for a real niggas, getting to the money that's stacking up too legit. With the shit, I mix my drink with the best smoke. You say you need me, you can save it for the rest though. Let's hope you pick up the pieces I left for a reason, so you really need to let go. Let's go.
I'm bouncing.
it can't be no more. It's over, yes indeed, for sure. Sorry, we can't see no more. Oh no, it can't be no more. No more, no more. It's over, yes indeed, for sure. Sorry, we can't see no more.
Shout on me, shout on you, but drink responsibly.
Okay.
So this is what I had. Okay, y'all know my fam, my other family, Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys to be exact, Cowboy Nation.
Okay.
So y'all know we are America's team, so I'm pretty sure everybody in America knows about the recent event. We have to say farewell.
I think everybody but me, though, Candy K. Y'all was
okay,
lost,
well, let
y'all.
Me inform
those
you, honey.
Y'all who were lost.
Dez gone.
Was lost with y'all. Okay.
Dez is gone. You hear me? Now, let's be honest, everybody. I have came to terms with that way a long time ago, before I told Jerry. I don't have his number in real life, but I think I do. So before I reached out and let him know, Dez was negotiable. You feel me? So I knew that it was going to happen one way or another, but the fact that they went, they finally met up and they talked yesterday, and that was the outcome. He's gone. So I do know that, for one, he said he wasn't taking a pay cut. We ain't paying you that no more. You ain't the same. So that must have been what that was. Because now he gone. My thing is, when he was at his best was when he had that boy Murray by his side before he finagled his ass on to the enemy, okay? He did that shit and didn't make no noise with them like he did with us. Number two,
okay,
they had Romo throwing it to him when Romo was at his best. So it was the fact that, they had a connection, you know what I mean? They had a connection that
they were
now Zeke and Dak
have.
Yeah.
They were a good team.
And now
okay.
Zeke and Dak has that. So I want to see who we're going to push up there. I know my boy Beasley, he be sliding his little ass through there, you know what I mean? So y'all just know, football season, I'm going to be coming with the picks of the week, all that, because your girl can't take
okay.
with it. I'm football to my heart. So bye-bye, Dez. Damn, no more 88, no more put your ex up. Bye-bye. I mean,
oh,
I don't
wow.
know what you're going to do now, who you're going to go to, but that's a big one. I'm glad I knew he was negotiable, but it's big. He should have took that pay cut.
Hmm.
He should have, honey.
Sometimes.
So.
I mean, my whole thing is I feel like sometimes, if it's really for the love of the game, then
true
you
that,
should be willing
that.
To take a little cut. You know, just humble yourself.
Thank you.
You know, I really love football. You know what
yep.
I'm saying? This is what I really love to do. It could be
yep.
a temporary situation. No telling what could happen
mm-hmm.
down the line where you can get a bigger, better deal or get some more money. But sometimes I feel like you gotta be able to humble yourself sometimes and say, you know what? But at the
yep.
end of the day, you don't know. We don't know his situation. Well, we don't know. You know his situation, and
yeah, we
you
don't know
pay cut
really
could have really been critical to him. So
thank
he was
you.
Just like, nah.
Thank you. Yeah. So we definitely don't follow that story and
okay.
keep y'all updated. But I want to get into just a little bit of music before we have our artist Amanda
okay.
Pollard on. Okay, guys. So let's go ahead and get into I Will. No, I will. Yeah, it's I will. When I think I found the one,
I will.
Let's get it.
Okay,
I'm waiting.
India,
to find my one.
I am too.
The Hour Network.
I am too.
Never thought that I would ever say this. Staring at your pretty little face. Everything about you so amazing. I'm noticing the little things about this girl. Man, I think I'm slipping, I'm falling, ooh. And I can't even help myself. She's so far the best. So I think that I'm a rest, cause
I think I'm all the one. Give me everything that could ever need from any shorty. If I don't see baby girl, I'm telling you my life is incomplete. And I hope that you're the one. Cause I'm ready and I'm willing to make you be my one and only. And I know that you're the one. I wanna settle down with you so the streets don't leave me lonely.
Let me make love to you, girl. I ain't talking about no more, wanna give it to you. Taste your ice cream all night long. Anything you say, I'll do for you. Take you on shopping sprees, push whatever you wish. Give you the finer things, whatever you need. Ain't tricking if you got it, got it. I think you're worth it, cause I know you got me. Oh.
Yes, yes, that was I Think I Found the One by I Will, and I think I like that song, and I'm waiting to find the one, but I know who I did find. We have wonderful, talented R&B singer, Miss Amanda Pollard in the building, so let's go ahead
okay.
and welcome her in. Yeah. Okay, quiet
hey.
Down, fans. Hello, good evening. Good evening, Ms. Pollard. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are y'all?
Good.
We
Thank
lit.
You for
we
asking.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excited
for
about
asking.
That it's the weekend. Thank you for asking.
Yes,
okay.
girl. It's been beautiful today. I'm loving
it.
It
has. Where are you
at?
Because it's been cold. Where the hell I'm at? Where are you
oh,
at today?
Oh, girl, no. Yes, girl, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it is
what?
Beautiful.
Okay.
It was like 83 degrees today. It was sunny.
Oh, wow.
It was like summer. It
yeah,
was
that is perfect.
Girl,
that
there
is,
was
that
a
is
breeze.
Okay.
Yes. It was,
oh,
a,
that
it
is
was
oh,
a breeze going all day. I was like, yes, let's hear from my wind.
Yes.
I'm Beyonce
okay.
right now. I love it.
Okay. Let that wind blow that hunt, honey.
Okay.
Yes. I see you. And I know you were something that fly head to toe because
I
like
was.
Your sound.
I was feeling it.
Out. I know you was.
There
I know
some
you were.
I was
to
like, yes, let that hair blow that wind. Yes.
You feel me?
Okay. I am okay. feeling myself today.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta enjoy the small things. It's like, you know,
yes,
a beautiful
exactly.
day, some breeze. You just gotta soak it in. You know?
Yes. And that you're here.
That is so true.
You know what I mean? That you're here to experience it. Like that is a big deal. It is. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did want to touch up on your, you know, your God given talent though for a while. But I
Thank
wanted
you.
To know like how old were you, do you think, when you first started singing? I know, you know, we kind of sing as little kids, but when you just
mm-hmm.
knew that, okay, God gave me this voice for a reason, so I'm going to use it. How old do you think you were when that happened?
I honestly, like, for me, I was a little bit older than some other people because when I was
Hello.
A lot younger, like, kids used to pick on me and, like, make fun of me and say mean things about me because I used to wear glasses. You know, my mom used to braid my hair and they used to make fun of me.
Uh-huh.
But it was until I was about 17 years old that I realized, like, I love music and I love performing. Yes. And I think this is something that maybe I could do for a living. And it took me until about 22 to really like realize that maybe I have something, you know, like it took me a while. It wasn't easy for me.
Thank
to, like,
God that you did realize that, though. Don't get hung up on how long it took you, love. Just know that
you're here now, you know,
and you are on your way. When I tell you I listen to your music, you got some hits, I'm loving it. Please stay at it. I'm begging you. You know, definitely stay at it.
It
doesn't matter. I understand.
And
that is a fact.
People tell you, you know, like, you look like this, you look like that, you need to stop, you need to just go sit down somewhere. It's hard, but, like, if you just, like, look inside yourself and realize, okay, this is my talent. Like, I love doing this. This is something I really want to do for maybe ever. That's where
I personally
think a career comes into play. Like, nobody can tell me that, like, Beyonce or Rihanna don't look inside themselves and say, this is what God has for me. So that's where I kind of come from, and that's, like, the root of why I do music. So.
That's so special. It really, really is. Now, I noticed you said something about, a lot of times I know personally, you know, as Candy K, I kind of take the hate and let it motivate me, even though it may come from someone who I didn't expect it to come from, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, do you have that support system at least, or a cheerleader, someone who, you know, is you got it, someone to just motivate you?
I do. I'm so blessed because, y'all, my mama is there, like, every step of the way. Like, every step of the way. Like, from
make sure everything goes right.
Yes, she does. Yes, my mama is, like, there. Like, there's going to be no bull because my mama is there. Like, from the studio to the choreography to what I'm wearing.
What?
Like, the photo shoot.
Okay.
To the video she's there. Yeah.
She
really, really is. It's crazy. Like, I'm so grateful. Because if I do not have her, like, standing there, like, if I do not look in the background and see her standing there, I literally don't know if I could do it. But because I look in the back and I see, like, her standing there and she's cool, I'm cool. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I've thought about it.
She's there to
kind of
give you that confirmation. Yeah.
She does. Mm-hmm. She does.
That
she really
so
does
special.
Give me that confirmation, like, I can do it. So I'm blessed. Oh. I'm truly blessed with her.
That's good.
Definitely.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's nothing like having your mom. It's really nothing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I know there's some people who, you know, don't have their moms and things like that, but it's nothing like good. It's nothing like having or just that one. Who, no matter what, they're going to give you the truth about everything, especially in that business, in the music business, in the entertainment business.
Yeah. Well, you have so many
people who have
to question their motives. You know, you got to question that in your business. You do.
Yes. Exactly.
So
you're
to know that you
gotta
have that
a strong
person
team.
Yes.
You
and your mother is as strong
team.
As you need. You feel like
okay.
that's as much as you need. You
can't get no better than that. In some situations, you can't get no better than that. Well, that's good. So, what do you have going on? Like, what is something that you're really like, this is my baby? Do you have anything like that going on with you currently right now?
I do. I just dropped, like, 2.5 weeks ago, like, a brand new music video.
Okay.
It's called "You Got Me Wrong."
I like that song. I love that song.
Thank you. I choreographed and directed the whole video. I produced it. Like, I sat at the computer and edited the whole video. Nobody did it for me. I didn't even know I could do it.
Like,
I seriously said to myself sometimes, I was like, girl, can you do this? Like, do you need to call somebody to help you? But, like, in the end, like, it was like, dang, girl, like, God came through for you. Like,
yes, he did. But you
like,
know what, I'm so happy that you pushed through. I'm so, because it was almost like that voice of doubt kind of hit for a little bit. Like, are you sure you can do this? But I'm so happy that you pushed through. You got it done.
Yes.
And you just said you dropped it 2 weeks ago. So it's already done. So, and I'm so happy to hear that you did decide to, you know what, even though this little doubt is trying to say that I can't, let me go on and do this. And you did. So
that's
I'm happy that you did.
I was.
Girl.
I was a bundle of nerves. Goodness. Like, when YouTube was like, do you want to upload this as public? I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know.
Am I ready?
Right, just they gonna say something mean. But, you know, honestly, people have been super, super supportive of, like, what I've tried to do. And
that's good.
I know for myself, like, I did everything, like, from the choreography to the camera. Like, I can't hold the camera in front of the camera at the same time, but everything is because I chose it. And it just validates me to say, you know, maybe there's some other things that you can do in your life. You know, maybe God has more for you. You don't
know.
There
you go.
Like, just
there,
keep
exactly.
trying.
So, exactly.
That's where I am, girl. That's exactly
okay.
where I am.
Yes.
Okay.
That is so special.
Yes.
It
being able to push through.
Just to know, not even you right, but you done did all this. You know, that's so monumental, girl. Like, that's just,
okay,
you know that you got this.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, Amanda.
So since you know you were into we did the little video editing, and now we know you have that skill. What artists would you work with? Any artist? What artist would you love to work with? Whether it's either singing next to them, or you're maybe doing some editing or putting together their video. Like, what artist would you love to work with?
That's so hard. You know what? Even though, like, he's been kind of getting some hate lately, I've got to say, like, Bruno Mars is so dope to me. Like, he's so talented.
Yes, he is.
Y'all saw
him with
everything.
He's so talented.
That would be
so
cool.
Even though, like, people have been saying, like, things left and right about him, I would love to work with him. I think he is amazing. Even before his 24 Karat album, like, I've loved him. So I would totally love to work with them.
Okay. Bruno Mars. Okay.
So is
okay.
behind
the camera? I mean, in front of the camera or behind the camera?
I think a song would be bomb. I think, for me, Candy K, you are here first, I think that a collaboration with you and Bruno would be everything.
Okay.
No lie.
Candy,
it would
right
be
there
a
with
beautiful
you.
Song.
I wish he would give me the compliment.
Yes.
Play
and one day,
girl, Mr. Bruno Mars,
and one day,
if you are listening, okay, if
or somebody that knows
anybody connected to Bruno Mars, please,
right
here.
In my mind, I'm reaching out.
Okay.
Yes,
you got to raise those hands and grab it. It's going to happen. Don't worry about it. I'm claiming it for you. I'm claiming it for you, man.
Yes,
I'm going to claim it for you.
Girl, thank you. I need all the claims I can get.
You got it.
Okay.
You have it. Now, did you at all, I know that a lot of people, you know, they start out in the church or in the choir. Did you maybe back in the day, maybe, were you in a choir or a church involved with your music, with your voice? Did you get that type of?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's where
my great grandmama had me in church my great grandmama had me in church since I literally can remember. So 5 or 6 years old, I remember being in the church, and my mom bought a keyboard for me when I was about 4 years old. So music has always been a part of who I am. And when I reached like 11 years old, my mom was like, oh, you know, I need to put her in the art school. So that's what she did. And when she put me in a school of art, and I started being around people who were, you know, talented and, you know,
like-minded
had this
people.
Gift. Yes, exactly. I saw the potential for myself. And like you asked me at the start of the interview, you know, when did I start seeing this for myself as a career, you know, by the time I got to be about 16 or 17 years old, I said, oh, maybe I can do this forever. You know, I don't want to just graduate from high school and just leave performance behind.
Exactly.
Maybe this is something that I can do. So
and go and just work and just not
forget about your passion.
Stage.
Exactly. And forget about your passion. Exactly. We were just asking me and Candy K, and I love when you said that like-minded people, or when you start seeing other people that were doing what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Candy K, we were just talking because one of my goals is to actually write a book and publish it. And when I started to network and communicate with other authors who have already published and doing the same thing or get to the point I'm trying to get to,
it does open your eyes, and you're just like, okay, well, if she can do it, then why can't I do it? So I feel that when you said that. I really just feel that when you said that. It's very important, especially when you're trying to do something different or you're trying to elevate yourself or whatever, or just change your situation that you get with people who are trying to do the same thing. You got to be on the same level.
You have to be with people who are trying to do something with themselves, because if you surround yourself with people who are just complacent and they're fine with whatever life gives them, it's not going to motivate you. But when you're with people who say, I want more, I want to do this, I want to do that, it's going to help you stay inspired, because it can be hard and you need to be inspired.
Right. Exactly. That is what it is. That inspiration, especially when you're in the field of art and creating and stuff like that. It is so important to be inspired, to stay inspired, and always learning is, for me, my biggest tool is learning things. That helps me to inspire me. So that is so true. That is so true. I'm so happy you said that, Amanda.
Yes. I have been loving this interview. So I'm sorry. I know we do have your song. I really do love the song. So I know you choreographed your moves, but I did it too. I did some choreography, you know, if you ever need a backup.
I always need girls who can get it. I always need my bad bitty.
I'm the type that's give me a beat. You just give me a beat and I got
right?
Yes, but I want to know, like, when you made this song, like, tell the listeners and let us know, like, where were you mentally when you wrote this song? You got me wrong, because I know where it took me mentally, but go on, let them know.
Okay.
Like, when I heard the beat, like, I just felt like this is for my ladies. Like, I don't know, like, whenever I start to write a song, like, I think about, like, my girlfriends, and I think about, like, all the females who, like, vibe with me and, like, rock with me, who I party with and who I connect with. I'm just like, what are they feeling? And I heard this beat, and I was just like, this is what I'm going to write. You got me all types of effed up. So let me come at you right now and let you know how I feel. So that's the place where I was coming from when I heard the beat. I was like, this is a little bit nasty. Let me do this for my ladies. Let me write a track that maybe they can feel, like, you know, I don't know. As a woman, it's tough sometimes, you know, like, guys come at you all types of ways. So you come at me all types of wrong. Like, so that's really where
they'll
my
never understand
was.
It. Okay, because we can talk about that, too, after we listen to the song. We can definitely talk with you. I'm vibing with you. We're totally vibing with you. It feels like a conversation. Like, I really, really do enjoy your aura, your whole vibe. You know, I really do.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yes. Now, I do want to give you the opportunity to be able to introduce your song, You Got Me Wrong, because we do have that one. And you can take it away.
Awesome. Well, y'all, this is my newest single. It's called You Got Me Wrong Again by Amanda Pollard. Check it out.
Okay, You Got Me Wrong.
AP. Lie, lie, lie. That's what you do, that's who you are. You couldn't keep it together, baby, that's why we fell apart. On the low, feel like I already know. I got news for you, my mama ain't raised no fool. No. Say that I'm tripping, bugging so hard, but you cross the line when it's the end. And I cannot forgive it, cause you made your decision. When it comes to my heart, baby, that's when I take no prisoner. Boy, cause I got my own bag, yeah, I pay my own bills. Matter of fact, it's my crib, let me tell you the deal. Pack it up, pack it up. Get your things, cause you got the girl. No more when I walk through that door. I don't know and I don't care what kind of stuff you must be on. If you thought that I was never rich, who you got me wrong? Get gone. Why did you do it? You out here wanting so my peace.
Wasting my time, wasting my time. You wasting my time.
Yes, you did.
Where I believed it, uh-huh. I bought the beautiful light and we was gonna make it. Hey. All the love that I've given, hey. Everything that I shed in. Hey. You gon' throw it away for a thotty boy, was it worth it?
Hold up, boy,
cause I got my own bag, yeah. I pay my own bill. Matter of fact, it's my crib. Let me tell you the deal.
Yeah, yeah,
pack
yeah,
it
yeah.
up, pack it up.
Go.
Get your things, cause you got to go. No more, and I walk through that door. I don't know, and I don't care what kind of stuff you must be on. If you thought that I was never rich, who you got me wrong? Get
that I love you. Oh,
Y'all put me on the spot. I wasn't even ready.
Oh,
wow.
You real life killed that shit. No lie.
Okay.
No lie. And these,
please,
oh,
Amanda,
like,
please come all the way through. You did that. Seriously.
Thank you. Y'all embarrassing
that
me.
That is like
you.
No,
no,
girl.
But
no,
you,
no. Like,
you,
we honestly tell the truth, okay?
Man,
so you did
crazy.
Awesome, okay? Like,
when
you,
I tell
like,
you, Miss Paula, you at the top.
Yes.
No lie.
Yes. I want you to
girl, y'all are making me crazy right now. It's been a long day. Y'all making my face red for brown skin.
You
that's
have
terrible.
To know.
But I'm just saying, Amanda, you have
that
a talent, girl, like a God-given talent. That's not no
yes,
putting
I
up
deceive.
And get in the studio. That's like
you
on the
me?
Spot. Like, can we have Amanda
on
come
spot.
Up to the front of the church and
thank
play
you
for the song?
You feel me?
Yo,
if I get married, send it my way.
Okay.
That was why am I
girl,
eyes
all you gotta do is call me.
And I,
girl,
goodness.
Okay,
now we
okay.
family now.
I'm just
as
smart.
Soon as you.
Okay.
Because let me tell you, when we have you on the show, you are now part of Be Our Network family. It's a family here. It's a family event. You know.
Well, I love
so definitely.
You. Thank you guys
family.
For having me.
And you're right in Charlotte. Okay. That's not too far. That's not too far from Oklahoma. And then, isn't that where Dutchess House? Is that where Dutchess House are?
Shop? I think so. Or close. That area.
Pretty in
where,
it's in that area.
Where is it now? What are you
I think
here?
It's Dutchess from Black Ink Crew. I think
oh,
she has
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she is in Charlotte. Yeah, she's
okay.
definitely got
okay.
something going
yeah,
on
I can
in
get
Charlotte.
A tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I have to. I have
yes,
to do that.
Girl.
I'm telling you, no lie. And then I was watching on YouTube and how you have those videos of you at, you know, say Hard Rock, or it was somewhere you were. It was a few
yeah.
places actually. I watched one of your performance
I
videos.
Go
I mean,
wherever
you get
anybody
witty.
Will have me. Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate
okay.
that.
You have to come
literally,
to the town. I got to get you to the
town.
I'm
and that's how
playing.
It's supposed to be. You are on your, you are literally on your hustle,
yes.
your grind.
And you are a
do
performer.
It,
ain't no good singing with you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm
and you
trying.
Perform. Like, man, please tell the listeners where to follow you and check you out. Because I'm telling you, y'all need to.
Yes.
Y'all really do. Y'all missing out.
Yes, I am on Twitter and Instagram @_AmandaPollard. You can also find me on Facebook @AmandaPollard, YouTube, Amanda's Music Online. I know it's kind of long,
okay.
but Amanda's Music Online, YouTube, or just search Amanda Pollard.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm out here, and I try to follow everybody back who, like, is, like, a legitimate business or artist or something,
gotcha.
You know.
Gotcha.
If you follow
yeah.
me, I will follow you back. I'm not that kind of bougie chick that, like, doesn't follow people back. So
yeah.
if
okay.
you follow
okay.
me, like,
I
will definitely follow
right.
you back. So definitely holler at me.
I am definitely going to be following you.
Of course.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm
girl,
you.
Let's get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Tell them again,
we
Amanda. Please let them know.
Yes.
Let's get it. That is my motto.
It.
Let's get it.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on. Now, I do want you to know, like, whenever you have a new song, new video, anything, or a show coming up, anything of that nature, you know, definitely reach out and let us know. All the songs you send, we're going to press play. Okay? That's just what's going to happen on Indie Up Radio.
Thank you.
So,
thank
Saturday.
You. Thank you. I cannot
so
tell y'all
so
how
much
I have enjoyed this interview. Thank you guys so much.
I know.
Thank
I know.
You for taking
this
the time
been
out.
Fun.
Thank you for taking the time
yes.
out to get to chat with us and congregate with us and bless
yes.
us with that voice.
You don't have to come back.
Y'all bless
yes,
me.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely.
Of course.
And if you ever, you know, if it's like a Saturday or something and you're just chilling or whatever and you want to call in and turn up with us, you are always welcome, okay, Ms. Fuller? Know that because we vibe like that.
I wanted to ask though, Amanda, do you have anything coming up? So maybe anybody who's in your area, they can check you out, go see you. Do you have anything coming up currently or that you're working on?
Right now, I don't have any shows booked. So if somebody wants to book me who's listening right now, holler at your girl, Amanda's Music Online at Gmail, at underscore Amanda Pollard, whatever you have, just hit me up.
Okay, and they definitely
there it is,
will.
Y'all.
After you put it down like that on the spot, they're going to be hitting you up. Know that. We send blessings and love your way, family.
Thank you.
Now, a sister to us, nice talking to you and being able to have the opportunity to interview you and showcase your talent. I'm so happy for that.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best. We do.
Thank you guys
and I
so
hope
much.
You enjoy your Saturday night. Step out. Just
thank
be safe.
You.
And shout on you, shout on me. But drink responsibly. And enjoy your night.
Thank you, y'all, too. Bye, ladies.
Thank you.
All righty,
bye, bye-bye. Amanda.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Wonderful, wonderful person to speak with. Yes, that was, oh, my goodness. That was an awesome interview. It really was. It really was. And listeners, I hope you guys enjoyed
it. Really was.
Amanda,
we were blessed. I was blessed.
Go
I know I was
follow
blessed.
Her.
Okay.
Yes. And then when I tell you, Joy, I just had my eyes closed. I was just, when I tell you I was rocking with it, I just every step of the way. I was just like, she could have sung the whole song. You feel me?
No, for real.
She could have sung
written
the whole
for real.
Song, and I would have been snapping with it. I was being her backup singer, but I pushed mute, y'all, because I didn't want to mess it up.
Okay.
I'm
gonna
but
mute
over here,
mine,
I was
her backing you up.
I was her,
backing up.
You feel me? We was background singers, girl.
Yeah, I was right here, girl.
Yes, we were back. We were together.
Definitely blessed.
I can't wait.
Thank you, Ms. Pollard.
Should go down there because I want to get a tattoo, and we can go down there. We should go together, Joy. Link up down there. You know,
y'all,
visit our family.
Me and Candy, we are trying to, like, set up where we can get together and actually tape the show live together. So we're trying to really set it up. And I think maybe North Carolina, that could
tune
be a trip.
Tune in, y'all. Now, if we do that, y'all, I can guarantee y'all we're going to be live.
I mean, anything, okay? Just like what did Amanda say?
We're
let's
going.
Get it. That's
going
to be my new motto.
We're going to
get let's get it.
Most definitely. So we're going to get it, and we're going to get into this music in just a second. But like Joy said, y'all, definitely keep your eyes open, your ears open. Listen up for the premiere for more information because it's definitely in the works, and we're going to figure out exactly how to do it. And we're going to get it.
Link up live together, y'all. Same area. Same place.
Y'all
going
to get to see
coming
us.
In the Up Radio together. So y'all stay tuned.
Yes.
It's coming.
Yes, it's coming. So just relax and go ahead and blow this. My boy Kane coming with good kush. I don't know what y'all rolling up, but my boy Kane, we got that good kush on it. In the Up Radio.
Are now rocking with Masquerade Big Fan Club. I don't mean to be in no rush, no fuss, just relax while we blow this kush. I'm on the bottom of that brown in the mood tonight. Got a fresh outfit for the scene tonight. Mama, you're looking too right, I wouldn't handle you wrong. Standing like a model, looking like them legs too long. I got the bar over here, come fuck with me. Plenty blunts of that kush, come and smoke for free. Chilling, a mad villain when it comes to that drilling. And that pussy, I'm a psycho when it comes to this killing. That's what I do, put you in the mood like that. Break it down, roll it up, that's that kush. Like that, fuck it. I'm on that trail, shit, not giving a fuck. She bend it over, truth it up. I'ma have to beat it up. All gas, no brakes, no pause, no wait. Straight shots, no tape. Then left with a fuck face, come on.
You're the first to know. And I'm
got it in the mood, and she wetter in the swimming pool. Legs up in the red cool. We smoke out the sunroof. She relax while I kiss that. Kitty cat real soft while she blow back. She ain't thinking about a man.
Probably cause she know a nigga never stand a chance. In the kush that we blow, get us gone with the wind. Good kush, long nights, all the nights never end. Spectacular, dramatic, I'm such an addict for that pussy and that kush. The two, I just gotta have it, a habit, refuse to break. I won't change, as long as my name Kane, I'ma stay the same. Kush, pussy, pussy, kush, kush, pussy, look. I throw that ass back while I roll that night then smoke that. Let me throw that ass back while I roll that night then smoke that. Girl, throw that ass back while I roll that night then smoke that. Throw that ass back while I roll that night then smoke that. Come on.
For you, you dipped on me. much hate in the world, it would be out of my league. I'd rather live in my dreams because I'm bearing so much peace. I dream of a better place where the language is love. Free from race, free from hate, free to love who you love. My time will come, but the moon will light the sky. The world will keep on turning, and the sun will always rise. The grass is always greener, cause there is no other side. Life will be perfect in this dream of mine. No need for holding signs, saying, help, please feed me. Cause in my perfect world, no one will ever go hungry. You won't find anyone sleeping on the street. A warm bed to lay your head for everybody. All we need
to do is continue to love. It's not as hard as we make it to be.
It's not that hard.
Open up your heart like Dr. King. Come on and live this.
On the moon,
oh, 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 oh,
what we
Okay. Yes, yes, Indie Up Radio.
Shout out to my Candy K. Now,
you guys just listen to, let's see, we played a plethora of songs for you really quickly. We did, that was just Tiffany Wilson with Me, You. And then there was Mike Nicole with The Perfect Dream. And then the one before that one seems to be Jen Terra with Cut My Hours. And y'all know we started it out with my boy Kane and Good Kush. I hope y'all enjoyed the tune so we can get back to our conversations here. It's your girl, Candy Kane, and we have Joy Joy in as well.
Hey, hey!
On the Hour Network, thank everybody for tuning in, and thank you again, Ms. Pollard, for coming through. I really did enjoy that interview with her. Now, Joy Joy, I noticed that Nicki Minaj, she came back on the scene.
I read that, yes, because I know, I don't really know too much, but I know that she kind of dipped off a little bit, so she really wasn't on the scene too much, and there was kind of rumors that she was, I think we talked about it before, where I said she, you know, she was working on, she was working on a comeback, you know, because, you know, Cardi B is out and stuff like that, she was working on trying to come out and, you know, do something different, but now she didn't, you know, she didn't came back on the scene now with some new music. So she didn't pop back up.
Okay. I wonder what it sounded like. I'm going to have to check that out. Definitely check that out.
Yes, I'm excited to kind of listen.
And it's called
Chun-Li.
I saw the picture. Have you saw the picture? I really like her. But it's called Chun-Li. Like, you know, like a, in Japanese or Chinese. And
but
her hair is
okay,
it's really
but
pretty.
You haven't heard the song, though. But you haven't heard the song, though? Because I was going to ask,
I'm not sure.
Is it the same Nicki, or is it a new whole, a different Nicki? Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of, you know, interested in kind of finding out, you know, is it going
to
be a, okay.
And then because, okay, is it the old Nicki? Because it's saying, I know on Vlad TV I read that the other song that she came out with is Barbie Teens. So, Barbie,
I'm thinking,
you know, reminds me of the old Nicki, so what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, you never know. It could just be, you know, that's just the title, so we don't know yet. It could be a totally different sound, something different, so we don't know yet. So we'll see. Because, you know, I mean, you can't really say, okay, because of Barbie, but, you know, we'll see. Sure, we'll see. She's been gone for a little minute, so she's had some
time, you know. Yeah, so she hasn't really said, like, what the name of the new album will be, but she definitely said that it will. The fans will love it, okay? That's what she's on record saying. So I'm kind of ready to see where she's going with this. You know, I rocked with Nicki when she first came out and everything like that, but I don't see why we can't like multiple female MCs, you know?
Right.
Why can't I like Remy, Nicki, Party? Yeah, why can't y'all come out with a ladies'
they all
night?
Thank you. You remember that song? I didn't even think about that. Yes. Everybody can
collab. Why can't they do that?
Like,
you know how much money they would get off of a tour? Come on with these ideas I come with.
Seriously.
You feel me? Who was they?
Okay.
I got to have my people get with their people. We always. Keep playing. Let's get
it. That drama
sells,
though.
Cardi is pregnant now. We haven't even talked about Cardi B's pregnancy.
She is. I've seen the pictures, y'all, and I'm sure y'all have too. She is. She is having
a baby. She's so beautiful. I'm happy for her. I am happy for her.
Like Cardi B. I really do.
The reason I like Cardi B is because Cardi B said
she wanted to be a rapper. She said she wants to get off the pole. And she wanted to be a rapper. And that's exactly what she did. She got off the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And now she is a rapper. So I appreciate. And she was doing her thing. She wasn't fucking around.
Yep.
She wasn't into this mess. Cardi B was doing her thing. She wanted to, she said,
but
she'll
still
to
pull up
life.
On you. You feel me?
Okay.
She ain't never changed. She would
real
still
quick.
Pull up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick.
Joy.
Try it. And she still rapped her set, although this was another side. She rapped her situation. She was honest about it. She was honest about, she got, do you know that I've read, she got her butt done in, I think it was Brooklyn or the Bronx. It was some area within New York, of course. I think it was one of the five boroughs. But I do know she said she got silicone
put in there for $800.
Mm-hmm.
$800.
So she went to and
to
that's what she got it done?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Seriously?
I think she said maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Yep. She was honest about it. That's what I do like about it. She said her boyfriend cheated on her with a girl who had a bigger, you know, rear. So
yeah,
that kind of motivated her as well. And then she was still a stripper back then. So, and it wasn't too long ago is the thing. She's up and coming, but
she's made
such a stride within such a little amount of time. This was like within 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't too long ago. And this, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She did admit that, but she, like I said, she's honest about it.
Hmm.
And she said she did get way more money when she had that, and it was an investment, and she doesn't regret it. So that's a little bit of information that I gathered.
Yeah, and I guess it's a bit, I guess she's honest about it, so she's not sitting around here lying, saying, no, that's not the reason why. No, I did it because.
Yeah. I just hope it stays okay,
because
with it being silicone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're gonna, like, to get that removed, that would be painful. You know what I'm saying? So that's just like how back in the day when you would get augmentation, your breast done, it was silicone. Now it's something more, I don't remember what it's called.
Girl,
I want to get my
no
life
telling.
To that thing. I don't need no extra. I don't need no extra. Okay.
No telling.
I don't need that.
Okay.
But that Brazilian butt lift, that's what the craze is, you know, and that's what I can rock with. Because that's, you know, where they take the fat, like they would take it out of my stomach and put it in my ass and in my hip to make
it. I just can't get with it. I don't know. I can't get with it. I love booty. I do.
But I can.
So I like a nice, real booty. Like, I feel like you could squat.
But they be feeling real.
Like I know, but I
some
you can still you can
if they
still
done
tell.
Right,
you can still yeah
can
you're right there has been yeah there's been some that you know can they do a good job but at the end of the day there's I don't know I can't get with it I just feel like they shouldn't do I mean I don't know I'm in between with it I feel like they shouldn't do it like
exactly
just you know shoot hit the gym squat it out.
Exactly. And that's my thing. It's because, like, I personally, you know, I used to be at least 75 pounds heavier than what I am now. You know? So that's what I was used to after my first child. So knowing that I did that on my own, you know, the stride that I've made within the past 5 years, you know, and that's after having another child. But it was still the determination and the stride that I made. So if I was really 100% back in the gym, I could possibly attain the same look that I'm trying, that I would be willing to go and pay for. You see what I mean? So I really do hope that the ladies listening, if there's young girls listening, at least try that first, because you'll be so surprised at what you'll see when you really put your all into it. Drink a lot of water or whatever.
That's a good way of saying it. Just, you know, try that first before you.
Yeah, so I would definitely.
That would
be at least, because even 6 months of avid. And just dedication and just have it work on it. Whether I used to just move around the house more. I would just dance. You know, I put on some ankle weights and just dance.
Okay.
Something
and
like
that's
that.
It. I mean, pretty much. And that's what I do. Because, girl, I be squatting my butt off. Girl, I put on some music.
Yes. Okay.
Walking through the house.
Okay, squat it out. But see, you know how I do my squats, Joy? How you think Candy K do hers? When I get to the bottom, let she right beat my way on back up. Ow!
Okay.
That's how Candy K likes to squat it out.
For real, it is not a game. So serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm in my own little space. So, I'm in my own little space.
Yeah.
So I'm about to act a fool.
Okay, left cheek,
you
right cheek. Then you clap the
cheek.
Yeah,
girl.
So, yeah, you know, I deal with that situation. We know I'm working out. I know.
You know,
but it's
like
funny,
said,
though.
And it's moving, just the movement. You know what I'm saying? That's with anything. Just like, you know, she was talking about Amanda was talking about pushing through. I mean, that's with anything. When you push through, you keep going.
Yeah,
that's when you see the change. You see the, you know what I'm saying? You see the move, the development. You see everything, the growth. So.
Everything. Okay, guys. Now we are going to get back into some music before I do want to update everybody on Candy K's love journey. So we'll get to that before the end of the show. But let's go ahead and break out with some Trey Bars. Confessions on NDF Radio. Be our network, guys.
They hold up with the arguing, no reason at all, not even acknowledging. Bring home the bacon, girl, collect every dollar, and laughing at the days being broke as a college kid. Confessions? Aye, girl, confessions. I smoke too much bud, messing up my directions. I got the black llama cock for my perfection. Another chick, please, pots have no affection. Sneaky hoes read dudes like encyclopedias. Wait for him to slip, throw his ass in social media. Feed me, Seymour. Dumb bitch drove my best friend right to Creemore. What you talking about? What you talking about? Yeah, 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 yeah. What you talking about? What you talking about? I can't believe you down with all the drama. Think I'm dumb enough to have a secret baby mama? That bitch better be stunning. Entree, body like Serena, can sing like Beyonce. I'm filled with the spirit, man, the Holy Ghost. You're my favorite drug, heavy overdose. Broke chicks looking for some better shit. Jokers on them coming with that Heath Ledger shit. What you talking about? What you talking about? Yeah, 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 yeah. What you talking about? Now I feel that I'm full of maturity. Conduct myself cordially. Regulate normally. A little more than warranty. A player? Formally. Time caught up to me. Shout out to the divas with their skin all almondy. Took an arm and leg to have company. Now the dough visible, they run to me. Adam and Eve was the protocol. Give a girl a garden, bitch, looking for a waterfall. What you talking about? What you talking about? Yeah, 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 yeah. What you talking about? What you talking about? Our women nowadays have no vision. My fault, Tots, right, can't mistake the difference. Expecting every dude to be given. Take all you can from your hubby up in prison. Who the hell invented all this ratchet shit? Used to love the dinner to the mattress shit. This topic is one never ending. Mention the one getting niggas for their pension. What you talking about? What you talking about? Yeah, 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 yeah. What you talking about? What you talking about? You know it. It's Trey. Y'all got him, baby. Living a childhood dream. Do you see? You know it. Your kind genius, good looking, baby. NYC.
This is J.P. Bang.
Fucked up, love. That'll get you beat up. Off the porch, a felon, nigga, fuck a misdemeanor. Crime hectic when they fly in your direction. Popping out the mouth, better stay up in your section. Fucked up, love. Yeah. Yeah, and I ain't gonna tell him again, nigga. Fucked up, love. I won't tell him again, nigga. I won't tell him again, nigga. Fucked up, love. I got it popping and you got clothes. I'm pop. Stop acting like a real wall. These bitches thirsty and you ain't far from it. You only come around when I'm handing out something. The bank closed, ain't no IOUs. You done burnt a couple bridges, I didn't heard the news. Yeah. Why my name in your mouth on some hetero? Yeah, that was me that almost married a bisexual. Yeah, I got respect, but this kiss so would get low. Tipping through the trenches, kept me jumping over fences. The backbone with a strap gone. I break a bitch backbone and send a bitch back home. And you just mushy with the bitch. I'm a fella with the stick. If you don't care about mine, I'm on your neck. You don't care about mine, then it's fucking respect.
Yes, yes. That was Tough Love by my boys, Why Got Money. Okay, before then, y'all listen to Trey Bars with Confessions. It's your girl, Candy K, on Indie Up Radio, the Hour Network. Now, I'm in the building. I do believe I have some technical issues, so Joy Joy will hopefully be back with us definitely before the show is up. So I guess I'll take this time to update you on Candy K's love journey. Now, not sure how much I told you last weekend, but I think I'm just ready to get back on the no obligation situation, okay? Until the right one to give the obligation, this, you know, that just makes me and continues to make me want to give him an obligation or her, you know? You're not Candy K Rock, so, or her, whichever it may be. You know, I think I'm just back to just have a good time with life. And if it makes me happy, I'm rocking with it. If it doesn't, I'm not taking my time. I'm not going to do it. I will waste up to a week of my life. A week. I'm not going further than that. Within a week's time, if you cannot make me happy or if we get into it within a week, honey, we ain't meant to be. We don't need to even entertain the thought of even talking, you know? So that's one thing that I have learned. And I have also recently learned that I'm kind of tired of putting people close to my heart, as in maybe friends or someone who, you know, as women, we might call somebody sis. When I say it, I mean it. You know, it'd be a decade in or something of that magnitude. I'm done with that. I have a brother, you know. My older brother, that's my heart. And then I have my bros. I wouldn't even be able to have a regular wedding. You hear me? I just don't. And that's just something about Candy K that I realized. But it would be cool, though. I might have, like, bridesmen or something. And it would be so different. But it would still be lit. And it would still be beautiful. Just so that y'all know. So definitely stay tuned because it continues. It continues to change and fluctuate on a daily. You never know. People change with the weather. And I live in Oklahoma, and the weather, you never know. Yesterday I had on shorts. Today I had to have on sweats. You just never know with people. And people never surprise me. So I'm going to get back into the music. I really do appreciate you all for listening in. We're rounding it out here now, but I'm going to get into Natasha Lee with Mr. Postman. Let's check it out.
Don't do.
Yeah, I came here to have fun with you. I came here to have. Hey, hey, I'm about to lay it down on her. Hey, I'm about to lay it down. I'm about to lay it down on her. Hey, I'm about to lay it down, lay it down, lay it down. I'm about to lay it down on her. Hey, I'm about to lay it down. I'm about to lay it down on her. Hey, I'm about to lay it down, lay it down, lay it down.
They can't believe, man, I do this for a living. Certified to the plate when I'm pitching. Shorty in the kitchen, whipping something delicious. Smack on down, when she done with the dishes. So high, we stopped over in Pluto. Four chicks in a whip, but it's a two-door. Gray A had to give her kudos. Don't it feel good? Well, only you now. I'm directing when I step on the scene. Keep it all about the green, nothing less in my jeans. Tell my bitch to get the money, cause it's coming to me. And if you get it, I should get it, come step with the team. We all get it, I'm standing now. Hold my moving silence, we ain't making a sound. When I say we tryna ball, we ain't playing around. I'm taking your chick and laying it down and laying you down.
I'm about to lay it down on her, hey. I'm about to lay it down. I'm about to lay it down on her, hey. I'm about to lay it down, lay it down, lay it down. I'm about to lay it down on her, hey. I'm about to lay it down. I'm about to lay it down on her, hey. I'm about to lay it down, lay it down, lay it down.
Who that is with that stank stank?
What?
Who that is with that drink?
What?
Who that is with that stank stank, huh? Who that is with that drink?
What?
I tell him again like I told him before. The way you throw it back, you know that you should go on the pole. Girl, I got you wet, yeah, I just go with the flow. I got another girl home and I know that she know. Ayy, I'm about to lay it down on her. She a queen, so I'm about to put a crown on her. Ayy, but it might replace that. This the payback, no, I only state facts. Ayy, where you from, where you stayed at? Ayy, where you from, where you stayed at? You got it right now, but I had a way back. When I pipe that, no, I gotta taste that, I never chase that.
I'm about to lay it down on her, hey. I'm about to lay it down. I'm about to lay it down on her, hey. I'm about to lay it down, lay it down, lay it down. I'm about to lay it down on her, hey. I'm about to lay it down. I'm about to lay it down on her, hey. I'm about to lay it down, lay it down, lay it down.
Lay down, lay down, you better stay down. Heard you like the brag, let me hear what you gon' say now. Reminiscing where we came from. Went for special occasions, now we wildin' every day now. Put a juice in a cup and now we screwed. Picture links in my Dutch and take a pull. They ain't ready for the turn up. Cause the truth is so fire, I'm about to burn up. But let me cool down quick. Baby, you can stay down as long as you don't quit. They screaming one time is fine with me. But the f*** so good, she a two-time chick. Now she saying she in love with me. I ain't trying to text back. Take a head, spit it between my legs. And hit it with the X-Fax.
Yes, yes, you guys just heard Easy to God with Lay It Down. And before then was Latasha Lee with Mr. Postman. It's your girl, Candy K, Indie Up Radio, Saturday night situation. But, you know, it's kind of turned into a relaxation. Well, it's D-Hour's network, D-Hour Network, guys. And keep in mind, if there's any artists, indie artists, or anything of that nature, if you guys are listening, feel free to email us at the thehourshow@gmail.com. If it's MP3 version, send it our way. We would love to hear your music. We do. Now, it seems as though Joy Joy is gone for the night. I hope everything is okay, and I'm sure it is. So just so you know, the show will be ending just a little soon, but I just wanted to thank Ms. Pollard once again for coming on the show. She killed the spot, and I'm so glad that she did that. I am, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. I'm going to end the night actually with shouting her out by playing her song once more because I love it, okay? And that's just what type of vibe I'm rocking with right now. So we will be closing out the show with Ms. Pollard's song just shortly. Now, I did want to say it is called You Got Me Wrong. And sometimes, guys, it's okay to let somebody know you got me wrong. You got me messed up, you know? I'm not rocking with that. It's okay to say that. Speak it. You know, don't just feel it now because that's not going to be one, huh? You have to speak it. Let them know because they might have you messed up, but they may not be aware of that. So definitely, definitely let them know. And we're closing out the show tonight. It's been Indie Up Radio on The Hour Network, guys. Make sure you tune in next week. I do have my boy Kane, actually. He's going to be in on the show. So I can't wait to be able to interview him and speak with him as well as another artist or two. You never know. It's Indie Up Radio, The Hour Network. It's your girl, Candy K, signing out and just letting you guys know, don't be afraid to let that person know that they got you wrong, like Ms. Pollard did on this one. Let's close it out. You guys, be safe tonight. And enjoy your Saturday night.
AP. Lie, lie, lie. That's what you do, that's who you are. You couldn't keep it together, baby, that's why we fell apart. On the low, feel like I wouldn't know. I got news for you. My mama ain't raised no fool. No. Say that I'm tripping. Bugging so hard, but you cross the line when it's the end. And I cannot forgive it, cause you made your decision. When it comes to my heart, baby, that's when I take no prisoner.
Hold up, boy, cause
I got my own bag, yeah. I pay my own bills. Matter of fact, it's my crib. Let me tell you the deal.
Yeah,
pack
yeah,
it
yeah.
up. Pack
yeah,
it up.
Go.
Get your things, cause you got the girl.
Get your things up out my home. I don't wanna see your face no more when I walk through that door. I don't know and I don't care what kind of stuff you must be on. If you thought that I was never rich, who you got me wrong?
The deal,
yeah,
pack
yeah,
it
yeah.
up.
If you thought that